Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Hum Finance. Now, Hum Finance is it's a great company for what they do and how they help you to spread the cost of purchases up to 30 grand when buying online or in-store from any of their retail partners. Now, they have lots of different retail partners across a whole range of industries like home, electrical, health and beauty, and much more besides. And what they do is they can help you manage your finances and make larger purchases much more affordable. And with Hum, it's so simple. You can get approval through their website at shophum.com or apply directly in store in the likes of Harvey Norman, B&Q, DFS, DID Electrical, Easy Living Interiors. So there might be some particular product that you want to get your hands on, but you just don't have the money to buy it outright right now. You can spread the payments with Hum. Now, keep in mind that Hum is a form of credit, and it's important to consider your ability to repay the amount borrowed, but you can rest assured that Hum is regulated by the financial regulators, unlike some other companies that let you spread payments. And we would like to thank Hum Finance for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of OM? We got this message from a very angry and upset mum in Shankill on Dublin Southside. I want you to have a listen to this. I have a very upset seven-year-old at home today, and I think you should highlight this because it's a disgrace the way he's been treated in school. His class has this school trip on Monday, and they're going to some sort of laser tag thing, which I know I couldn't send him to because it's definitely not autism friendly, and it would be horrific for him sensory wise. I asked the school why they couldn't organise a sensory-friendly school trip, and I was fobbed off. So now my son misses his school trip because they don't seem to care about children with autism. Can you highlight this? Shame on them. Aaron just keeps asking why they can't do something he can do, and it's breaking my heart as well. It's a sad story. Yeah. It is a really sad story,
I have to say. Just a couple of things here. Since we mentioned that we're going to be talking about this, people demanding, by the way, from our Amanda, who looks after social, demanding that we name the school and shame the school. Absolutely not. So lunatic mothers, like this, women go mad over this, can start posting online and bullying the school. Absolutely not. This is a private matter. Well, she made it public by bringing it to us. But it serves no purpose to name the school. And secondly, a lot of people are commenting, saying it's a disgrace that the child was excluded from. And I want to get this very clear. And in fact, I gave out to Amanda because she put this up on her page using the word excluded as well. That is the wrong word. The school...
But that's how the mother feels. Child has been excluded.
But feelings don't care. Facts don't care about your feelings, okay? The child was not excluded. The school did not say at any point... I'm sorry, Amanda, you can correct me. You've spoken, or I haven't spoken to her. Yes, the school has not said at any point that your child cannot go to that on that day out. The school has not said that.
No, the school hasn't said that. Yeah. But the school has chosen...
I just want to make that very clear, that the school...
Okay, the school has chosen an activity that just would not suit somebody who's neurodiverse, who isn't able for loud noises and everything else.
Yeah.
And the activity that they've chosen, which is... I mean, it's not laser. It's not autism friendly.
No, it's not. I did it last year.
Laser tag, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. It'd be a sensory overload. And people were suggesting, That the SNA should come along, or does that school not have SNAs? Obviously, the school has SNAs, but an SNA can only do so much. If a child is overwhelmed, and again, I'm no expert in autism, I have some relations who are on the spectrum. I also have a neighbour whose child is on the spectrum, severely autistic, nonverbal. So I've been around children with autism, and depending on how severe your autism is, you could have 50 SNAs around you. And if you, in the same way, if you brought a child to Croke Park for an All-Ireland final, you could have 10 SNAs sitting beside you. And that child is still going to be so overwhelmed by the noise, by the amount of people, the whole lot. So an SNA is not the answer to this, okay?
Okay, but also having as a school trip, as a day out from the school.
But the child has not been excluded from the school, and nobody should suggest.
It hasn't been excluded.
But why are people saying that?
But they've chosen a day out for the kids that is not autism friendly, and it's not.
No, it's not.
So therefore, the child has been indirectly excluded, no matter what way you want to look at it, by choosing that particular activity to take the kids
I'm not going to get caught up with semantics and language and stuff like that, because you could say the same. Say, for instance, my young fella, his school and my daughter's school, every Halloween they do a disco in the hall, a fancy dress disco, where there's glitter balls, flashing lights, everybody's dressed up, yeah? Now, I know for certain children with autism, yeah, they would not go to that, or they could not. So should that be cancelled as well? No, answer the question.
If a school has children with autism.
Which every school does, by the way. Every single school has children with autism.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Well, then they need to be a bit more mindful about the activities that they choose for the kids.
That's not fair.
Because essentially...
No, you're not...
Hang on.
Okay, you haven't had kids in school in years.
Okay, think of laser tag as an activity, okay?
Sit this one out, Adrian, because you haven't had kids in school for years.
Doesn't mean I can't have an opinion. That's a ridiculous statement.
Most schools... In fact, every school now in Ireland is very autism-friendly. They have sensory rooms. They have everything. They have SNAs.
Not every school, but anyway,
most schools have sensory rooms. Yep. So it's not the 1980s anymore where the child with autism is sat at the back of the class.
I'm aware of that. But this school has chosen a day out for the class that this child is in that just doesn't suit him.
So,
he can't attend. 99%. So he is being excluded. By the school choosing that particular activity, indirectly excluding this kid.
Well, now answer the question that you avoided answering when I asked you. Should the school then cancel the little discos that they have? No, yes or no. It's just yes or no.
Maybe not run them.
Okay, so no more.
The kids in your child's class are excluded from that.
I don't know if there's kids in my son's class that have autism. But so they should cancel. So 98% or 97% of the school should go without a disco for the 2%. I don't even think autism parents would agree with you on that, Adrian.
We'd like to hear from you.
And I'm very conscious of autism and autism friendly and all that. But the world has to go on as well. You know what I mean? We can't change everything. So is a child with autism, that would absolutely have a meltdown if they went to Croke Park on All-Ireland Day. Are they being excluded by the GAA? Should we cancel all sporting events? Should we cancel the next gig? When Taylor Swift comes again, children with autism couldn't go to Taylor Swift. So is Taylor Swift excluding autistic children?
This is slightly different.
You're talking about an event
for 80,000 people.
Should she whisper the gig and turn all the flashing lights off?
This is a small class of maybe 30 pupils, one or two of whom have autism, and choosing that activity of a laser tag afternoon is directly excluding that child. Literally. They could have picked any number of different days out.
You're being too harsh in the school because, again, different levels of autism, different severities of autism, Some children with autism would be able to go to laser tag absolutely perfectly,
Some
would. So how are the school to know, or how is this particular class to know how severe the autism is with each child?
Let me kick off with this voice note from Claire.
Hi, guys. Can't come on in hospital. Lovely subject, but I had a son I still do. My son's, when he was at school, he's blind and deaf on side. He's ADHD. And when they were doing school trips, He still went along, but if he couldn't do that activity, they always had something else for him to do. Has she asked the school when they're in doing laser, is there something for him to do outside laser so he's not missing out on the going to McDonald's or whatever that is? It's just, you can't exclude one trip because of one child and this whole classroom. You have to work with them and they work with you.
Sandra, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sandra?
How are you? Like, I haven't talked to you in a long, long time.
Well, great,
but anyway, yeah.
Great to talk to you, Sandra. What did you want to say on this?
Basically, right, it's a two-way situation, but I'll keep it short because I know you have loads of callers that want to get through to the studio. So basically, right, if the school turned around and said that he couldn't, he or she, the child in question, couldn't go on a trip because they couldn't facilitate his needs, and just saying if it was their fault, that's fine. That it's down to the Department of Education as well to think about bringing in teachers or staff who is well able to work with children with autism. And the other part of it is, if the mother didn't want the child to go to the school or go on a trip, maybe, you know, people shouldn't blame her because maybe she's afraid that with the child, he or she, being autistic, they can get into a tantrum. You don't know what's going to happen.
Has the mother a right to be annoyed over this? That the school or the class, it's a class trip, that the class, whoever made the decision, chose an activity that literally excludes this autistic young child. That child can't go to this activity. So is the mother not right to be a bit angry over this?
Oh, she is. She is, because even if he or she cannot do that activity, they should have something else provided there for children with autism that would be well able to work with them around that. A different kind of program for them. Say, right, Jane or Luke or whoever you are, say, right, if you can't do this, that's no problem. We'll put you over here and you can do this and that, whatever. You know, the Department of Education should see it in another perspective that, right, if children with autism, if they can't do this, we'll bring in staff who are well able to work with children with autism and say, right, we'll do this.
Okay, I'm assuming if this child is in school, that there is an SNA assigned to this child. This mom feels that the school has chosen an activity that directly excludes her child. And you're saying she has a right to be annoyed about it, but that the school should put on something just for that child.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, like something should not be excluded from any kind of activity. But if he's not able for that kind of activity, they should have something else put aside and say, right, we'll do this for him, that he will be able. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in John. You're on Opinions Matter, John. How are you?
How you doing, Adrian? How are you?
Before you even speak, I know what you want to say is going to annoy an awful lot of parents of children with autism. You believe people are behaving like Karens here?
I do. I think so. Because, like, why could you, you know, I said to Jeremy there and I sent him a text there into the WhatsApp. Why would you hold the whole class back, you know, for one child, you know? Like, that's not fair either, you know. So,
you're not talking about holding the class back. Just
you
pick,
are.
Just
because pick, they don't no, want to no, do... No. Just, no, hold on for a minute.
A different activity.
Well, put it this way. You know what sensory activities... Look, I have a nephew, he's autistic. And they're pretty limited to what they can do, like in sensory activities as they go. You know, they're pretty boring. Because they can't be this, they can't be that. You know quite well what I'm talking about. Anybody that knows that what autism is all about. But... You know, if the parent is that, you know, and hell bent on this, why doesn't she get together and, you know, get it, however many kids is autism in the school, get a minibus rented and go off and do something when they're going off? You get me? Like, there's 10 ways to skin a cat, you know?
Sorry, John, for coming across here. I have a nephew who's on a school trip actually today as we record this podcast, and the school trip is to Emerald Park. Now, I would imagine Emerald Park is a great place. But I would imagine for certain children with autism, that would be an absolute nightmare. Roller coasters,
absolutely.
Screaming. Yep. So should Emerald Park not do, should they not have school trips
and everything? And that's exactly my point, Jeremy and Adrian. So if it was the case that the whole class was going to Emerald Park, they can't go to Emerald Park because Aaron can't go to Emerald Park. It's not fair, Adrian. It's not fair. It's not fair.
Again, as I said, we're talking about a small class of maybe 25 to 30 pupils. And the whoever it was that chose this trip in the full knowledge that out of the 30 kids, maybe two of them in the class with autism wouldn't be able to attend. So they chose this trip knowing that they were excluding kids.
It's a majority for the school. Like it's a majority thing for the class. It's unfortunate that one or two can't go. Or they can't, you know, like they said, they couldn't go. It's a parent saying, look, that's not autism friendly. It's not sensory friendly or whatever it may be. That's the case here. It's not the school saying that they couldn't. They're not going. You know, it's just not autism friendly, as the parent said. But as I said, why doesn't the parent and all the other parents say, well, okay, this is not going to work for us. We get to school to rent the minibus and we'll go to whatever we can do. I think there's a sensory thing that opened up in Dublin Docklands there not too long ago. Why don't you do that? For, you know, I don't know. They can do something anyway, sensory friendly. But you can't exclude a whole class. I'm sure the whole class is looking forward to this. And you know, it's not going to work just because one child has autism and the rest of the 25 kids, you know, why should they suffer, Adrian?
You think it's unfair on the rest of the class?
I do too. Of course I do.
When in reality, there are other things that the class could do for their day out that would include everybody.
Ash, look, like you said there yourself, there's, you know, there's a ball pit and all this. I don't know if you've seen it there, Jeremy, yourself, and there was a big launch about it. And look, I would pick the Quasar or whatever it is, the lightning show that what they're going to, you know, and the tag thing that they're going to, than over the sensory thing, because they want to do that. As Jeremy pointed out, and he, that was a fantastic one that he said. They want to go to Emerald Park, but oh no, we can't go to Emerald Park because my son can't do that. Okay, well, I'm sorry about that. Just wanted to do something else there on the day that we're going to Emerald Park. Do you get what I mean, Jeremy? Or Adrian? Like, you know, you can't hold a class back. You can't do that. It wouldn't be fair.
But you're talking about a day out in a theme park or a day out at a shooting range, which is basically what laser tag is.
Basically,
Both of those activities are not suitable for kids with autism. And therefore, they should be picking something different.
There's certain families who will never get to go away on holidays because their child is so severely autistic. I know someone that has a child like that. They haven't been on the plane. The child is 13 and hasn't been on the plane because he would lose his mind if he was on his plane. So should I feel guilty about bringing my kids on holidays this summer because the child?
No, because you're not excluding the child.
But it's not fair on everybody else, Jeremy. That's their point.
To do with a small class knowing that or two kids have autism, picking an activity that specifically
how hard was it? We all know this. So, you know, we had kids going to school. We know how hard trips are to organise. Insurance, minibuses, buses, coaches, whatever it may be, all the way down to lunches and looking after everybody and making sure to get there and back in one piece. Now, it's unfortunate, as I said, that one child can't go, but the rest of the 25 kids are going to have a good time. As I say, it may be a different thing and there has to be something else done for that child. I don't know what they want to do, that they can go somewhere sensory friendly, but it's not fair to keep back the 20 other five. The other 25 kids. That's what my point is, Adrian. And I think it's a very fair point.
Okay, so your message then to this mother who's angry over this.
Tough.
She says, shame on the school. He keeps asking...
It's not shame on anybody. It's not shame on any school. That's just totally wrong. And that's very cardinalish. That's what he said, shame on the school. What are the school doing wrong? You know... Tell her to get her head out of a hole and organise something if she's feeling that bad about it. And get onto the school and get a minibus going for the 10 or the 12 kids that can't go to this thing and get something organised instead of giving out about it.
Stay there for a second, John, if you can, please. Our number is, 085-825-2626. If you'd like to throw your tuppence worth in on this, Katie...
Hi, lads. I would love to come on today. I just can't. I'm just about to do the school run and I'm picking my little fellow up from school. I think this is a disgrace, an absolute disgrace, coming from a mother that has a child who has autism. There is absolutely nothing worse than that feeling sat at home feeling like you, and I don't mean to make it about the mother, but feeling like you and your child has been isolated and has been, that your child isn't involved in what every other child is doing in that classroom. There is absolutely, there's no worse, it's a horrible, horrible, horrible feeling. And maybe the mother is feeling it even more than what the child is, because the child was obviously upset, but then, you know, gets on with their little day and you can entertain them in other ways. But the mother will be feeling horrendous, because you do absolutely everything you possibly can to make sure that your child is involved in everything that every other child is doing. And then when you realise that they just can't go to something that's been organised by a school that the child is going to, no, it's disgraceful. It's horrible. I'm sure there's somewhere else they could have brought the children. There's loads of other things they could do. No. If you are letting a child go to school and be mainstream, and you're saying that your school is open to neurodiverse children, then everything has to be open to neurodiverse children, not just the odd thing and saying, well, the child can stay at home that day. No. Disgusting.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
I just want to refer back to Katie's message that we played. Katie is saying that if a school claims to cater for neurodiverse children and provides classes for children, has S&As and everything else, then those kids should be included in everything and not excluded from anything.
Okay. I have two examples of this from when I was in school. First of all, I didn't learn to swim, as you know, until very late in life. I was excluded from many trips to water parks from school because I couldn't swim, so I didn't get to go to water parks. Okay, is that the school's fault?
No, but that's something that you could change.
But I was terrified of water. I'm not comparing not being able to swim to autism, but I'm just going to say children get excluded from things all the time. I was excluded from trips to water parks because I couldn't swim. Did I whinge about that? No. Did my mother bang down the door of the school saying, let my son, or just stop going to swimming pools? And the second thing, no, I didn't go on this trip because it was expensive, but in secondary school, they had a skiing trip to Andorra. In secondary, it was in transition year. The school went to Andorra, and one of the kids in our year, I can't remember what his complaint was, what he had wrong with him, but he only had half of one leg. So from his, I think it was his left leg down, he didn't have a leg for whatever. He was in an accident when he was younger. He was excluded from that skiing trip to Andorra that year. Had to stay at home. Now, I had to stay at home as well, because my parents couldn't afford it, but he had to stay home. So should they not have had that skiing trip to Andorra?
Quite possibly not.
Oh, really? Are you just saying this stuff to annoy people?
My argument is exactly as the message from Katie, that if a school claims to be able to cater for kids with autism and they welcome them into the school, then they should not exclude them from anything. And they should pick a different...
That's not practical.
It's very practical to not go to laser tag and to go to something that's much more suitable for a kid with autism. Very easy. You just don't go to laser tag.
So,
or Emerald Park or whatever.
So as John was saying, the 25 kids don't get to do laser tag because of one child.
Well, John, let me just ask you on that that message that I played from Katie. And she's basically saying if a school takes in kids with autism, they should cater for them, full stop.
Well, they are catering for them, and it's not their fault that this trip is not, as what Jeremy pointed out earlier on, you can bring 10 SNAs and it still wouldn't work. There's different types of autism, as we all know, different, you know, levels of autism. So some children can go on some stuff, some can't. But it's, you know, Katie is blanket banning everybody here, and that's what I don't want to see, Adrian. My son has autism and that's the way it is, and the whole school should be doing what they're doing. You know, it's not fair. It's not fair what Katie said. It's not fair what the other girl says from Shankill. You know, you can't, you know, as I said, kids want to go out and have the, you know, go to the Emerald Parks, and they want to go to the laser tags. You know, what about the kids that don't want to go to sensory parks? Then, if that's the case, you know.
Okay, all right. Stay there for a second, John, if you can. He's saying no. The rest of the class shouldn't have to suffer because of one or two kids with autism. Kathy, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Kathy.
I agree with John, and I agree with Jeremy.
The rest of the class shouldn't have to suffer because of one or two kids.
They shouldn't. Like, at the end, if it is a mainstream school, like, you're choosing to put your child into a mainstream school, they shouldn't have to suffer. Like, it's
so
one
you're
day
saying you're,
year,
you're
you know?
Choosing to put your child into a mainstream school. It's great that a child can go to a mainstream school.
And
that's because of advances that we've made in terms of care for kids with autism and schools adapting to be able to give them to take kids. Yeah. If the school is taking in these kids, as that message from Katie a couple of minutes ago said, they should be able to do it properly, lock, stock and barrel, and never exclude the kids who are neurodiverse.
To an extent, yeah, but like there's a bit more to it. Like, I suppose, like, to get the tours, I suppose, like, it's hard enough to book tours for that amount of kids. Like, all the tours come up at the same time of year. So, like, allocation of tours for, 31, 32 kids, it's hard enough as it is. So, like, as John said, as Jeremy has said, what, like, should 30 kids have to not be able to do an activity? The organisers of the activities, it's like, what are they supposed to do? If, like, maybe
they're supposed
tried.
To,
like,
they're
we,
supposed
we don't know. We don't know the behind the scenes.
They're supposed
we don't know. They
to
make
an activity for a school day out that would be more suitable for somebody with autism.
Maybe so, but they might have. We don't know. Maybe they have tried to, and maybe they might not have gotten bookings.
But this particular day out is about as far from suitable for a child with autism as you can get.
But we don't know what the rest of the... Sorry,
okay, a laser tag experience is a sensory overload for most of us, let alone a child with autism.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But that might be only, like, what, laser tag lasts, what, 10, 15 minutes maximum. So, like, that's 10 minutes out of the whole tour. Tour lasts usually, what, 5-6 hours. So that's probably 10 minutes of the whole tour. The child can step out for that part of it. He can stay with either a couple of the teachers in SNA, or the mother can chaperone. So the child feels a lot more comfortable. She's like, a lot of the time schools will ask parents to chaperone for tours. Why is that not an option? You know? So, and then he can participate in the rest of the tour, I'm sure. Like, there's a lot of ways around it, I would imagine. Like, I know if it was me and it was my child, that's what I would do. Like, so that he doesn't feel left out. I would either say, I'm happy to go along to the tour, take the child out for that part of it, and then just continue on with the tour. Like,
I have to be honest. I think the mother's looking for trouble for the sake.
I
of
think
it.
So. Like, yeah, like did. I don't see the point in raising this as and saying that the school have excluded the school
no,
has actually not
has
excluded
a,
the
she,
child.
She has a deck of victim cards, and she's playing every single one of the cards, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Because if you look,
hang on, you would feel very differently, Jeremy, if this was your child.
No, Adrian,
that was the only one out of the class that couldn't do the school activity.
Let me ask you a question, Adrian.
But it's only a small part. It's a very small part of the tour. Like, it's 10, like, laser tag, we know that from, like, doing it ourselves, doing it at parties, it is 10 to 15 minutes at
wait
the
for, wait for this one, Kathy. Kathy, wait for this one.
Yeah, sorry.
I have something for Adrian that will pull him back in his box. Adrian, do you think sports day in school should be banned?
I've mixed opinions on sports
and
day.
I'll tell you why. Not in the school my kids go to, but in the school a friend's child goes to, there's two children in first class that are both wheelchair users. So they can't do, and I'm not being smart, I'm not slagging, I'm not being glib about it, they can't do the three-legged race, they can't do the egg and spoon race, they can't do any of the races, they can't do the relay race. And I've asked, are they there? They go to the sports day, but they're sitting in the wheelchair at the side. Not very fair. Excluded. Should sports day be banned in that particular school because two children are wheelchair users?
I think I think the school should find a way to include the children in some race, in some form, that they actually can take part in.
So, wheelchair race, is that what you're talking about between two kids?
I don't know.
That's insulting.
That they can take part in something.
But I don't think those parents... No, I don't know. I don't know the parents. But I don't think that there's ever been a complaint made, because the parents of those children probably realise that for the greater good...
Yeah,
for the greater good, Cathy, isn't it? That the majority of kids... Yeah. Like, the world can't stop, Adrian.
I'm aware of that. But again, I'll come back to this one particular activity, the laser tag activity. If ever there was an activity that excludes somebody who is on the spectrum, that's it. Laser tag is literally it. It's about...
Laser tag. My kids love laser tag.
Yeah, fine. That's fine for your kids. Bring them yourself. The school shouldn't be doing it, because it is literally excluding that particular child, or children if there's more than one. Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Anthony.
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. But you're a bit annoyed over this.
Very annoyed. What is happening? This child has been excluded from the school trip. I do not blame the mother whatsoever for being upset about this. Has a man with autism, or somebody who has nephews with autism, I would be the same way if my nephews were excluded from school trips. I would just be so mad I could spit nails. The school could have easily found another thing to do for the trip instead of laser tag. They could have gone to museums, gone to Dublin Zoo, the bowling alley, a lot of other things they could have done for the school trip aside from laser tag, so her son could be included, because it is not right at all to exclude children or autism like that. It is unacceptable in this day and age.
Well, now, there you are, Cathy. It is unacceptable in this day and age,
too. But, Anthony, we don't know what the rest of the tour is. She specifically just pinpointed the one activity. Like, it literally lasts 10 or 15 minutes. The school tour will last 5 or 6, the duration of the full school day. So we don't... Like, she hasn't said what the rest of the tour includes. So, realistically, 10 or 15 minutes out of the full day is what, like 5% of the whole day? So the child could go to the tour and just stay out of that one activity and then participate in all of the rest of the day.
Or, as I said, they could have done something else. They could have gone to...
And they may have tried. Yeah, they may have tried. We don't know.
I'm still talking, please. I'm still talking. Let me finish, please.
Go ahead.
There was a lot of other things they could have done. They couldn't have just done something else and not exclude children with autism, because it is not a good thing to be the child to be excluded. That can have a serious effect on the child growing up, mental health wise. That can really have an effect on them. I just think it is horrible to exclude people like that. And that man, John, who was on earlier, he was boiling my blood with his comments.
He was basically saying that people are being very Karen-ish about this, that, you know, why should the rest of the class have to suffer because one child or two children have autism? What's your answer to that?
It is not being Karen-ish at all to want children with autism to be included in events like this, because, fact, 1 in 4 children in Ireland has a form of autism. 25% of the children in this country. So it's a lot more than just a small minority. So they need to be more inclusive autism.
Okay, Cathy, what do you say to that? That it is so unfair to pick any activity that excludes any child?
I can understand the frustration. Of course I can. I can empathise. I'm human. Of course I can. But the fact still remains that it's not going to happen, because the statistics may be slightly off, because if you go into the classroom setting, the majority of the class will be, you know, mainstream, and the smaller, you know, minority will be needing, you know, help and will be of special needs. So, like, it still remains that, you know, the majority will outweigh. So I don't know. I don't know what the right thing and the right answers here are. Opinions will differ. So I don't want to hurt feelings. I don't know. But, like, and it's very hard to, like, we have a very small snippet of what this mother is saying. You know, I understand what Anthony is saying. You know, and he will have a stronger opinion considering he is autistic as well. But unfortunately, the school have made their plan and it will go ahead.
Okay,
the mother is also making the decision. you know, and that's what's happening. But it, and the mother has made the decision. It's not the school who have excluded him, Anthony. That's also what you need to understand.
Well, no. The school has made the decision to take the kids to laser tag.
Yeah,
that's a clear decision. But, and they would making that decision, they would know, or at least should know, that that automatically excludes those kids in that class with autism because it just isn't a suitable activity for them.
Yes, but for like 10 or 15 minutes.
But again, last time I played laser tag, it was 45 minutes.
But again, Adrian, sports day in school, every single school in Ireland has a sports day. Sports days, by their very nature, exclude children that have mobility issues, correct?
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct. So, like, you become...
And that's not just down to autism. Like, that will exclude various other ailments, listen, things, Kathy, you know, so it's not...
Adrian has become such a male Karen in the last few years, and it's actually... No, it's not funny. It's actually terrifying.
No, it's nothing to do with being a Karen.
I tell you.
Hang on.
Watch Adrian.
To do with the fact that...
Kathy, watch Adrian.
I hate to see anybody being excluded.
Yeah, so do I. Adrian, to be outside.
Nobody likes to see people excluded. I've been excluded from things that... Jesus, like, I was only on yesterday talking about something that, like, you know, I've been hit with my whole life. I'm not going to sit here and cry about it every single day, though. We are all excluded from things in our lives.
You know,
we just have to get on the bike and ride on over it, you know?
Mark my words, Kathy. Adrian will be outside that school holding a sign with "down with this sort of thing." Careful now. Down with this sort of thing.
That's exactly what I'm going to be doing.
Literally,
Anthony, can I ask you, you believe that a child like this particular child being excluded from a specific activity, you believe that that can have a detrimental effect on that child and that child's mental health?
It can, because when I was young, I was excluded from a few events and that had an effect on me. I know it can have an effect on others with autism because I've talked to others who have autism. They've been through similar things and it has affected them a lot later on in life. It is just not right that children are being excluded. And apparently in comments here, people are mocking me. These people are just horrible. They just think it's all right to mock and bully a man with autism. It is just unacceptable. It's just not right. It shows that in this day and age, people with autism are still being treated horribly by some in society. And that should be a topic we should do in the future. What can be done to stop that kind of thing?
Well, and that really is what this conversation is today. Let me ask you then, Anthony, what sort of effect did it have on young Anthony to be excluded from certain things when you were a kid?
It made me a bit upset. Maybe upset. I just wouldn't really have many friends. I would just be playing video games, doing schoolwork. I would just be doing that because I just didn't really have any friends.
And that's all because of the way in which you were excluded?
Yes, and it was other things. That's just what happened. I know it happened with others who have autism. They went through similar things. I've talked with others who have as well. They went through something similar.
But Anthony, since you were in school, things have improved. Schools are far more accepting of all kinds of pupils. It's a lot friendlier place. But again, I'll have to put it to you. What singer do you like? Name a singer that you like. Who do you like? Who do you like to listen to?
I'm not a music person. Actually, I don't like music.
Okay, say for instance you're into Sabrina Carpenter, Anthony. You love Sabrina Carpenter.
Never heard of her.
Okay, well, she's good. She's very good. You'd like her. And Sabrina Carpenter comes to the Tree Arena next month. Should she do a whole night that is sensory friendly? And then a night that's just a normal night with flashing lights and loud music. Should every artist that comes to Ireland have to do a sensory-friendly gig? That's an honest question, by the way. I'm not taking the piss. Should every artist that comes here, if Bruce Springsteen comes to the RDS next year, Adrian, should he have to do one whole night that is sensory-friendly?
A lot of events do put on sensory-friendly...
Which is great.
Yeah.
Cinemas do. No, but should gigs? So if a person with...
That's a good question.
If a person with severe... Say Anthony is mad into Sabrina Carpenter, yeah? Fancies the arse off her, yeah? Wants to go to the gig. He can't go. I mean, because of your autism, I don't know how severe it is, Anthony. Are you able to go to gigs? Would you be able to go to the Aviva Stadium to see Sabrina Carpenter?
I'm not a music person, so I wouldn't go to that.
No, but
if there was, for example, say a wrestling event, because I'm a wrestling fan. Okay. If there was one like that on, I would go to that.
Okay, well, I've been to wrestling gigs as well, so your autism is obviously not that severe that loud noises and flashing lights and all that will bother you. But for some children who are mad into wrestling, they can never go, Adrian, to a wrestling gig. So do you want a situation, Adrian, where the WWE does a sensory gig where literally the wrestlers don't shout? John Cena keeps his mouth shut. There's no people cheering in the crowd. It's just complete silence. Is that what you want, Adrian?
That's not what conversation was about. What this conversation is a school with a class with a class that has a couple of children with autism, making a conscious decision to pick an activity for kids that directly excludes the kids with autism. They made that choice. And that's what you're annoyed about, Anthony, isn't it?
Very annoyed about that. How somebody who has autism, who has nephews with autism, it is just unacceptable for children with autism to be excluded like that in this day and age. Honestly, if I knew what school this happened at was, I would probably be contacting others, and we'd be out there with
Stop, Anthony. Just stop for a second. Because again, your nieces and nephews are probably into Taylor Swift. Why don't you go bang down to
another one of your silly analogies.
That's not a silly analogy.
It is totally different. This is a small school class making a decision to go to an activity that excludes.
And Taylor Swift made the decision to go to Crow Park.
Taylor Swift.
She made the decision to do a gig.
No, we're talking about a school. That's what this lady is annoyed about. And Anthony, you can understand her annoyance. And in fact, you said earlier on that we should name and shame this school.
I do believe it should be named and shamed. And Jeremy, do not mention music back, because that is not relevant. And there are people out there who are not a fan of music. I am not. So it's not really relevant to what was being talked about.
No, but it is, because there are children. If you were a child who is autistic and hates loud noises and big crowds, you'll never be able to go and see Sabrina Carpenter, Adrian. I'm going to ring Sabrina Carpenter and tell her.
No, it's a ridiculous analogy. It absolutely is.
It's actually a perfect analogy.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
There he is.
Well, Jess, what do you want to say on this?
Did the school come out and announce, we're going to laser tag, but Child X, nah, this isn't doable for you? So.
Oh, no, of course it didn't, but the parents, all these people think they did.
The mother, exactly, Jeremy, the mother took it upon herself to exclude her child. So don't go on saying,
the activity,
when you chose to take your child out.
No, Jess, the activity chosen by its very nature excludes this child. There are so many other things they could have done. They could have gone for a lovely walk in Malahide Castle. They could have seen the butterflies out there.
And that could trigger a child on the spectrum as well. It doesn't matter what you pick, something could trigger them. That's just a fact. You could have a teddy bear picnic in the park and something could upset that child on the spectrum. That's just a fact. It doesn't matter what you pick.
So this mother, who is upset on... she says her child is upset as well. It's not just the mother.
Maybe instead of contacting a podcast for a choice that you made, not the school, you made.
What do you mean a choice that you made? What do you mean by that?
She chose to exclude her child. She doesn't know that. Maybe he could have had a great time.
No.
How do we know the school didn't try and find something suitable for him?
He couldn't possibly have done laser tag. Maybe he's tried it before and it didn't work. I don't know.
But how do we know the school didn't try and find something suitable for him? We don't. As one of the callers said before me.
Think of it logically, honestly.
But how do we know what they didn't try to book beforehand? We don't know.
Anthony, basically, this lady...
Yeah, that's a dumbfounder there, don't I?
No. Well, you're basically blaming this mother for excluding the child rather than the school for choosing the activity that doesn't suit.
Because we don't know what they tried to book beforehand.
Well, are you there, Anthony?
Yeah, what are you asking me?
Basically, she's saying this is the mother's fault. This is what's happened to her child.
In no way is it the mother's fault. Not at all. So instead of coming onto a podcast, why not
go down to the school and ask, can I go with him and make sure that he's okay?
Maybe she has done that. We don't know that she didn't do that. They probably
and we don't know what they tried to book beforehand. There's a million things we don't know.
There's a lot of other things they could have done for a trip as well. They could have gone to
I'm still talking, please. Oh, well, I'll just shut my gob.
Can I just finish, thank you? They could have gone to Dublin Zoo. They could have gone to museums. They could have gone to bowling alleys. A lot of other places.
It could have gone to other places instead of
laser tag. Because when I was young, I would go to bowling alleys. I went to museums. I went to Dublin Zoo on school trips and outings, and I was all right.
And goody for you. Goody for you. But like I said, and I'll go back to my original point, you could literally have a teddy bear picnic in the park. Something could have could trigger that child on the spectrum.
Well, autism affects everyone who has it differently. That is...
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to say.
That is the truth of it. Well, I just do not think it is acceptable for a child to be a schooler like this. Not in 2025.
And we can't cater to a singular person's needs all the time. As Jeremy said, you can't discriminate
against people with autism, because that would just infuriate people and annoy you. You just can't do it.
Do you not get, Jess, why a parent of a child with autism would be annoyed that the school consciously chose an activity for the kid's day out that excludes her child? Because it does. End of.
I can see her annoyance a little bit. But like I said, there's a million different avenues you can go down. You can ask, can I go with him to make sure he's okay? The mom can find out, look, is there anything you've tried to book beforehand? We don't know if they didn't try to find something suitable. We don't know if the teachers all sat down and said, right, well, child X is on the spectrum. We need to find something that would cater for him. Maybe they tried to book something and it just wasn't possible. What are they meant to do? Be like, right, well, because we can't do it to his needs, sorry, the other kids have to suffer.
All right,
Jess. Why not cancel all school trips if that's the case?
No, because there are some that would be much more suitable than the one that they actually chose. That's the bottom line.
You made a point, and it's very valid, and this affects me. Should they cancel trips to, you were talking about forest walks and Malahide Castle and all that. A lot of children, in fact, my son is a killer for hay fever. He literally in bits, as I am. He couldn't go to a meadow, couldn't go to fields. So should he be excluded? It's not his fault he has hay fever.
Jay!
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Jeremy. Good topic. Adrian, why can't the mother not just go on the school trip? As I said, the school didn't exclude him, she's excluded him. Go on the school trip, and for the 15 minutes that they're in there doing laser tag, just take them somewhere else. Let them do something else, let them go into a soft play area or something, and then rejoin his friends.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Humm, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Humm. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Humm, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, Katie, I played your message a little bit earlier. Now you're on the phone with us. What did you want to say? What did you want to say about this? Your message earlier on basically said that no child should be excluded.
And I just want to answer back on the point you were making. The fight and the advocating that mother has had to do for her child to get into that school and be in a mainstream school and have an SNA and have be in where everyone else is and be taught and be treated like another child is exhausting. Emotionally, physically, mentally, everything. And then to get a message or probably get a little phone call off a teacher to say, oh, actually, you know, little Johnny can't come on the tour with all his other friends and all his other classmates is absolutely, I think it's disgusting. And what was that caller? Who was that caller that said the mother should get her head out of a hole is absolutely disgusting, because that man doesn't know what that woman has fought for and has phone calls, emails, everything that woman has done to get that child into that classroom. I know, because I've had to do it for mine. I bet he hasn't had to do that for anyone.
Okay, so let me ask you then. Let me ask you your reaction. I know from your message earlier on, your reaction to this story was how outraged you were that a child with autism is being excluded from an activity on a school trip.
I understand that the other kiddies have to, they're all going on a tour. But if your child isn't neurodiverse, then that child can go anywhere. So you can pick anywhere for the rest of the class to go to. Why can't you pick somewhere that suits the child that's going to be left behind? And if you think that that child isn't going to go to school on Monday and be told, oh, you weren't with us, Johnny, and we were all on tour, and where were you? And the mother's going to stand at the gate and go, oh, all your kids were on a tour on Friday. Isn't that lovely for them? My child was sat at home on his own. It's absolutely disgusting.
Now, and there you are, Jeremy. It's disgusting that a school shows an activity that specifically excludes this child.
And if...
But they couldn't have known that because there are...
Of course they could have known that.
There are children.
I know that.
They know it.
But I know that, Jeremy.
But there are children.
If your child is given a diagnosis of autism, you have to stand in a queue and wait to speak to the headmistress or the headmaster and the teacher. Go in with your form and your diagnosis. Tell them everything about your child. They know from day one. So they should have something in place from day one to include your child. Or what you say from day one is, do you know what? We're not a neurodiverse school.
But I believe they are. Okay, but should they cancel? I mentioned this earlier about most schools have Halloween discos in the hall. Should they cancel Halloween discos? Should they cancel children dressing up for Halloween?
Make it accessible for everybody.
How do you make
if
how
your
do,
child
how do you make
is
it,
allergic?
But how do you make a party?
To something, yeah. You'll go straight into the school and go, sorry, my child can't drink milk, can't eat butter. You can't put it in the school lunches.
Yes, my kids aren't allowed to have nuts in school.
So probably the whole classroom can't have nuts if the allergy is that bad. So what if a mother come up to you and said, Ashley, I want my child to have nuts? Sorry about that.
Well, no, that's a life and death situation. That's a health and safety issue.
This is actually a health and safety thing as well, Jeremy.
Did you have a caller on saying that it affected him all his life?
Correct.
Because he was left out.
Yeah, we absolutely did. So it is a health and safety issue as well, because you heard Anthony clearly explain
how it's okay for the whole classroom not to have nuts, but my child can be left at home when every other child is brought off on a school tour.
You're dead right.
I said, stay there for a second, Katie.
Why didn't you go to a school where it said everyone in the school is allergic to nuts? Why didn't you go to that school?
No, it's a great point. Thanks very much indeed for your call.
Katie's analogies are great. Minor crap. At the start of this podcast, I told you about a neighbour of mine who has a severely autistic child, non-verbal, and happens to be listening to the podcast and actually agrees with me. Now, she's not just saying that because she's a neighbour. And she says, yes, as you know, I have a son who's non-verbal with autism. I've fought tooth and nail to get equal rights from, but I also, now this isn't me saying this, by the way, don't shoot the messenger, but I also realise that the world doesn't revolve around my son and that other children might like that activity. So I would not get annoyed about it. A bit of sense goes a long way. Yeah.
Let me squeeze in one final voice note.
And that is from an autism mother.
Okay, let me...
Let me speak.
I want to bring Rob in.
There's one thing I know about autism parents. They will fight tooth and nail. They really will. And then
for this to happen.
But
after all that. Oh. Rob.
I don't think it's feasible for schools to, you know, plan every school trip that can accommodate every child. You know, if there's a child that has a physical, you know, disability, let's say, and they want to go to a fun park, that child is then excluded. You know, it's unfortunate, but it is unfortunate. It is ultimately a fact of life. Kids who have disabilities, physical or mentally, they're going to be excluded in certain elements of life. It's sad. We'd all love for that not to be the case, but it is an unfortunate fact of life.
All right, Rob, thanks very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for your messages. An interesting conversation
I just want to read this out that's been sent to me from Denise. She says, you would easily know, any message that starts off with you'd easily know is passive aggressive.
Go on, you'd easily know.
On the defensive straight away. You would easily know that Jeremy doesn't have any autistic children. Oh, here we go. No, I don't. But that doesn't make me a bad person that have been excluded their whole lives and then to be excluded by their school teacher. Usually when there is a school trip, it is the whole of the school year going together. That's not true, Denise. Again, we had a skiing trip that a child was denied from because they couldn't walk. I wasn't able to go on a school trip to water parks because I couldn't swim. So children are excluded over a whole range of different things. Why was it not organised for the autistic children to do another activity while they're doing laser tag? Now, Denise, you got there in the end. I agree with you completely on that second point. The first point, no, just because I don't have a child with autism doesn't mean I'm not entitled to an opinion, but I do believe that they should. But you could say the same for children who don't make their communion in school. For Hindu children in Catholic schools, what do they, are they excluded?
No.
What do they do on communion
day? They don't want to make their communion.
What does a Hindu do on, what does a Hindu do on communion day?
I have no idea what they do on communion day.
Well, they don't go to the church and make the communion, that's for sure.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. And before we go, I want to just remind you about our WhatsApp channel. Now, our WhatsApp channel is our opportunity to keep in touch with you every day. We send out, we don't spam you, we send out one or two notifications on our WhatsApp channel every day. One to notify you when the podcast is live, when it is dropped on Spotify, and the other to notify you when the show is live on our Facebook page. If you would like to be included on our WhatsApp channel, you just have to join. So all you do is you send us a message with the words add me. You send that message to 085 825 2626, and then by reply, you will receive a message with a link to our WhatsApp channel. Or on Spotify channels, you just search, or sorry, on WhatsApp channels, you just search for Opinions Matter and you will find us. But you can send the words add me to 085 825 2626, and we will send you a message straight back with a link to our WhatsApp channel. And as I said, we don't spam you at all, just one or two messages a day. Thanks for listening. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We will catch you on the next episode of Opinions Matter.